Throughout her long career defending women's and civil rights, Ginsburg explained how she turned to teach law when unable to find a job as a lawyer because she was a woman. She also often recalled that while at Rutgers, it was her students that helped spark her interest in gender discrimination, which she eventually argued in a case before the Supreme Court that she unanimously won. The 1971 case Reed v. Reed was the first major Supreme Court case that argued that discrimination based on gender was unconstitutional because it denies equal protection. By that time, in 1971, 40% of the students entering Rutgers Law School were women, the second highest percentage in the country. One of those women was Diane Crothers. Crothers became one of the founding members of the Women's Rights Law Reporter, a publication founded in 1971 by Anne Marie Boylan. It was the first law journal in the country to focus exclusively on women's rights. Crothers recalls working on the then-struggling journal, which published its first issue in New York, where Ginsburg played a key role in its survival.
Ruth helps us get to Rutgers. This office in a basement, and we continue to try to, issue the publication. That first issue, that July-August 1971, it's got this beautiful red cover. We had so little money that we were standing, all of us, at the printing press, collating it, and getting, the truck that had the red dye in it went into a ditch. We were totally hands-on. We had no money. So then it moves over to the law school, but it becomes basically a law review for women's rights, which, wasn't our main idea, but it's a good thing to do. And the Supreme Court got a subscription to it, and it's still in operation. There have been generations of women and men law students who have worked on it and kept it going forward.
Crothers, a former civil rights attorney, says it was during one of Ginsburg's early seminars on women in the law that she recognized the late justice's talent for theory, law, and strategy, which was largely influenced by the civil rights movement.
Years later, when we had a Ruth Ginsburg Day at Rutgers in about 2005, she met with the current students in the Women's Rights Law Reporter. And somebody asked her some question, and she could recall the Martin Marietta case with Ida Mae Phillips, which was about whether a mother of preschool-aged children could be denied employment, whether that was sex discrimination or not. And Thurgood Marshall was still on the court, and he understood how this would hurt black women. And Ruth had just this, it was like it happened yesterday, and I happened to have seen that case argued. And it was just extraordinary. Her mind, her grasp, her generosity, and the way she could extrapolate from her own experience with discrimination to women as a group. And she grew over time. She got better on various issues when she learned from her students, as she said.
In 2016, Ginsburg spoke about her time at Rutgers in the short film Our Revolutionary Spirit, produced to mark the 250th anniversary of the university.
I had the great good fortune to serve on the Rutgers faculty from 1963 to 1972. In 1969, several students asked if the school could offer a seminar on women and the law. I headed to the library. There was precious little about women's place in a world where all doers and actors were male. Rutgers students sparked my interest and aided in charting the course I then pursued. Less than 3 years after starting the seminar, I was arguing gender discrimination cases before the Supreme Court. Through the years, Rutgers has remained steadfast in its commitment to diversity, advancing opportunities for people long left out to aspire and achieve.
Justice Ginsburg passed away on September 18th at the age of 87, but many, like current Rutgers law professor Rose Kuzan Villazor, say her legacy lives on and will continue to be celebrated.
Because of Justice Ginsburg, I can have a credit card in my own name. Because of her, then I know that I have a right to be paid equally as my male counterparts. I cannot be discriminated in the terms and conditions of my work because of what she did. on behalf of women, on behalf of Americans. We owe a lot to Justice Ginsburg.
Diane Crothers, former civil rights attorney and co-founder of the Women's Rights Law Reporter, agrees.
She had this strong internal compass about right and wrong and fairness for men and women. And she just didn't check it out with anybody else. Nobody else needed to agree with her. You know, she was very good at persuading people. You know, Ruth would write her opinions in such a way that they would educate people. It wasn't just all this self-righteous bombast, which you see in a lot of opinions. She wanted to bring people along. She wanted to take people who weren't where she was on an issue and move them.
Even after her passing, the late justice continues to make history. While she is the second woman to be appointed to the Supreme Court, she is the first to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Alexandra Hill.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore.